Alors, prenez par jour, ça va la gloire. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Krishna Katha,
is an entertainment, but it's not an entertainment only. You have to also remember certain things. It's an educational process. You have to remember whatever you hear. So we discussed three aspects of humility. First aspect was, humility means freedom from false ego. That was the first definition. We have false ego and we have real ego. The false ego is the, I am the body and I am the enjoyer. And this body is meant for my enjoyment. That is called what ego? False ego. And all of us, those who are in this material world, is infected by this false ego to a smaller extent or greater extent. Humility comes when you are free from this false ego. Second, we come here into this spiritual life to get transcendental knowledge. So, knowledge means to know matter and spirit and the controller of both. That is called knowledge. So those who know this, they are in knowledge. But knowing that only is not enough. From very first day in our Krishna consciousness, we have this knowledge. I am the spirit soul, I am the servant of Krishna. Material world is temporary by nature. All of us know, right? But how many of us are realizing this knowledge? That is very, very important. Getting knowledge and having realization of that knowledge. That's why we have different levels of devotees according to the level of the realization. So this transcendental realization comes through humility. Level of our humility will determine the level of our realization. So those who are completely humble, 100% humility, they will realize 100% spiritual life. Those are 50%, 50% realization. 25%. Zero, we cannot be zero. Otherwise, how we can enter into spiritual life? There is some humility in every living entity also. So according to our level of humility, transcendental knowledge is revealed. And we give the examples of Arjuna, Sukadeva Goswami's Parikshit Maharaj's humility. Then we discussed about Srila Prabhupada's humility. We discussed about Lord Chaitanya's humility. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami's humility. In that way, we receive all transcendental knowledge because of the humility of different devotees exhibited in the past. Then third aspect of humility we discussed. Humility means not to be anxious to find satisfaction of being honored by others. This is a very interesting topic. We all say externally, no, no, Prabhu, I am the servant. But internally, Prabhu, something should be given to me. Some honor. We all expect some honor. And we analyze that this desire of pratishtha means material glorification is compared to the stool of a boar. Very interesting analysis given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we explain also why it is like that. Other living entities, they eat food and pass stool. But boar eats stool and pass different kind of stool. So dangerous stool. Very, I think, worst stool available in this planet. So that's why it is compared to that stool. So bad, ugly. So just like if we see the stool of a boar, we don't go near to that place, right? In the same way, if we have that desire of pratishtha in our heart, that is also compared like the stool of a boar, and Krishna will not come near to that devotee. It's a very bad quality. So, Lord Chaitanya, and other devotees also, they exhibited the quality of not having any hankering for honor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited that, Madhavendra Puri, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Lokanath Goswami. We have different examples. How they practically exhibited that quality. We always think, how it is possible? Completely not expecting any honor. How it is possible? For us, it's very difficult to relate. But they, by their own spiritual life, exhibited that kind of quality. That's possible. That's why Mahaprabhu descended to establish that this is possible quality. Some people told me, Prabhuji, I came here to become devotee, but by hearing this sloka, I don't think it's possible for me to become a devotee. Very difficult. That's why you have to hear again and again, discussion. Then slowly, slowly, by the mercy of the Lord, one day, by the causeless mercy, that can manifest in our character. So now, we will go into detailed discussion again. Humility means genuine feeling of not having a single drop of love for Krishna. That is another symptom of humility. Humility means genuine feeling of not having a single drop of love for Krishna. And that was also exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there at the bank of the Ganges, and different devotees, not devotees, different residents of Navadvip Dham, were criticizing the devotees and devotional service. And by hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very upset. And he went to the house of Advaita Acharya Srivas Thakur and said, please lead kirtan, I want to purify. And when they started kirtan, Mahaprabhu said, I am not getting any feeling. And he said, I don't have any love for Krishna. Not a single drop of love I have for Krishna. So better to give up this life. Then he ran away and jumped into the Ganges to give up his life. And the devotees started, dangerous problem, Mahaprabhu jumped into the water. So, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they also jumped into the Ganges and rescued Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that way, Sanatana Goswami, he also wanted to give up his life. He said, he developed some disease. And he said, what is the use of this body which cannot be engaged in the service of the Lord? Better to give up this body. So it shows the level of humility. But Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami that you want to commit suicide is not good because this body belongs to me, not to you. So you don't have any right to give up this body. So therefore Sanatana Goswami dropped the idea. He wanted to give up his life under the chariot of Lord Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu understood that and he called Sanatana and told this kind of desire is not good desire. So in that way, different exalted devotees, they always feel, also in Saragoswami Astakam, they are telling that where is Krishna, where is Radharani, they are hankering. No one is telling, oh, I have seen Krishna. Since Goswamis are experiencing the presence of Krishna all the time, but they are hankering that I am not able to see Krishna. That is the symptom of an advanced devotee. They don't say, oh, I have achieved love of God. I am seeing Krishna. Krishna is always with me. They don't say like that. And I was reading today how this feeling comes. Because when someone goes closer to Krishna, he realizes that Krishna is so great and I am so insignificant. So, how can I serve Krishna? I am so insignificant and tiny. But Krishna is so great, that feeling comes. More he comes close to Krishna. That's the natural feeling of the advanced devotee. That cannot be imitated. So therefore, the genuine feeling of insignificance will come in the consciousness of a devotee who is coming closer to Krishna. That's natural. So I discussed the first day also. More you come close to Krishna, then the greatness of Krishna is revealed to us. And the insignificant position of the living entity is also revealed to him. So in that way he feels very, very tiny, insignificant, that I cannot do any service for Lord Krishna. So that is natural humility. So that kind of quality has to be developed. And that will not come by any mechanical process. That feeling will come by the advancement of Krishna consciousness. This cannot be imitated. That is the natural expression of the heart for someone who is advancing in Krishna consciousness. Next is, humility means, humility is eagerness to accept many of service in the spirit of servant of the servant. That is called humility. So I repeat, humility is eagerness to accept menial service in the spirit of servant of the servant. So I'll analyze different pastimes to exhibit that, this quality. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Adi Guru. Does he need any guru? He needs any guru? He doesn't need it. But he wanted to establish the principle of devotional service. Even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he accepted a spiritual master. Not only he accepted a spiritual master, he was very happy and proud to be treated as the number one fool in front of the spiritual master. He was very proud. And he also rendered many services to Ishwara Puri in Gaya. He used to massage his lotus feet, he used to wash his clothes, he used to do so many other services of Ishwara Puri. That is a natural condition of a disciple to render many services. Why? Because that is the symptom of humility. We accept, yes, I am the servant. So only talking, I am the servant is not enough. We have to serve. Then you are a servant. In order to claim that I am the servant of the spiritual master, we have to render many services to the spiritual master. Rather, what service spiritual master will do to us? How is my Guru Maharaj is not looking at me? Guru Maharaj is not talking to me. Guru Maharaj is not giving flower to me. Guru Maharaj is not coming to my house. I have such a nice house. He should come. So means, I am the center. Guru should come to me. Right or wrong? This is not service attitude. Disciples should go to the spiritual master. Answer. Not expect that what he will do to me. Rather, what I will do to him. Srila Prabhupada used to say that going to the spiritual master, that should be done only for service. Srila Prabhupada said, I only asked one question to my guru. How can I serve you? And he gave only one instruction. And that instruction is enough for me to fulfill in my whole life. Right? So that is called guru and disciple. So what question you should ask your guru? How can I serve you? But we have so many questions. But we don't ask this question. Nowadays, Guru Maharaj said, Those were specially disciples of Jayapada Goswami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj said, disciples ask now, how can I serve you? And he said, I have told so many times how you can serve me. I have a list. He has a list how we can help him in devotional service. Even after that, the disciples are not here. How can I serve you, Guru Maharaj? Please tell me. He has so many disciples. He has to tell everyone one by one, please come, please do this service, okay? Please come, do this service. This is also not a good symptom of a disciple. So when Guru will tell, call you, when he will see you are doing something, right? In spite of doing something, when Guru will tell me. So therefore, you should be eager to serve. When you are very eager to serve, Krishna will definitely reciprocate. And that is the mode of service to Guru. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was rendering many of services to his spiritual master, Ishvara Guru. What to talk about a spiritual master? He is very big spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking initiation, he came to Navadvipa. And he also started serving the devotees. And he became the washerman. It's called Dhobi. Dhobi, what is called in English? Who washes the cloth. So, he took that service. He goes to different devotees, take their clothes, and he used to wash the clothes of the devotees of Navadvipa to get the blessings of the Vaishnavas. So washing clothes is very important, I think. Mahaprabhu established that. So you should all become dhobi of the devotees. So cleaning the clothes of the disciples, of the devotees, is very, very important service which has been established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He personally did that. Very important service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very, very strict about mingling with ladies and also with the king, means those who are very rich men, established men in the society. So Pratapudra Maharaj, he was the king of Odisha. So Pratapudra Maharaj, he wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to have a meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one darshan. So he sent that request through his associates many times. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly refused. And he told, if you repeat again, then I have to leave Jagannath. Then they dropped the idea. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, Sarvabhu Bhattacharya, he told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you go to South India, there is a great devotee of the Lord. His name is Ramananda Roy. Please meet him. But Ramananda Roy was the minister, a governor under Pratapudra Maharaj. Then when Mahaprabhu met him, they had a very nice discussion about devotional service. You know the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu came back. He told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I had a very nice South Indian to specially meeting with Ramananda Roy. Then Ramananda Roy came back and approached Pratapudra Maharaj. He said, I don't have any interest now in this ministerial work. Please give me voluntary retirement. Started from there with him. So voluntary retirement. I want to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Pratapudra Maharaj was very happy to hear that. If some ordinary person would have heard like that, he should have thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is treating me like, very badly is treating me, he is not allowing me to meet him. Because I am a king. But Ramananda Roy is not a renounced person. He is also a small king. But for him, he is discussing so many things. But for me, no chance. Then we generally, when someone is junior to us, if he gets lot of more attention from spiritual master, we think, why Guru Maharaj is doing like that? He is junior, I am senior, I am doing so much tangible service, he is not doing so much. Why Guru Maharaj is so much favorable to him? We become a little bit disturbed, little bit envious also. But Pratapadra Maharaj did not become envious. He should have thought, oh, you are getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will send you somewhere else. You are voluntary retirement. But he did not do like that. But he did, he said, no problem. Throughout your whole life, you serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whatever salary you are getting now, every month you will get the salary throughout your whole life. Pension scheme is established. Such a wonderful king he was. Why? Because he has pure love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu rejecting, again he tried. Mahaprabhu rejected. So what on the Rath Yatra day, Mahaprabhu is dancing and he saw Pratapadra Maharaj is sweeping the street in front of Lord Jagannath. And Pratapadra Maharaj was not cleaning or sweeping the road just to impress Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, Mahaprabhu is impressed by menial service. I should do menial service, right? Sometimes you do like that. But he was not doing that menial service to impress Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, out of real humility, as the genuine love for Lord Jagannath, he was rendering that service. And Mahaprabhu understood that. The humility of Pratapadra Maharaj, that mood of menial service really attracted the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted. He said, now I should give mercy to Pratapadra Maharaj. And after the yatra is over, in Jagannath Ballabh Garden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave full blessings to Pratapadra Maharaj. Why? What attracted the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The menial service with proper attitude attracted the attention of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of that, he got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they are the Prime Minister and Finance Minister of Rama Bhushan sir. And they are also very learned scholars, not only ministers. They are also learned scholars in Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedic literatures. But they had a very sincere service attitude. They used to call a lot of Vaishnavas in their palace. And they are not discussing about management. What they are discussing? They are discussing about Srimad Bhagavatam. And Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, although they are very learned in Srimad Bhagavatam, they used to hear from them, please tell me about Srimad Bhagavatam. Please tell this pastime, tell this thing, that thing. And they, in a humble state of mind, they used to hear from the Brahmanas. And not only hearing from them, they used to serve them. And they used to render so many menial services to these Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. In that way, they have established the principle of menial service, and that is the fundamental principle in our devotional life. Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, Srila Prabhupada said, he is such a scholar, nobody will be a scholar like Jiva Goswami. Nobody was there, nobody will be in the creation. Super scholar. So he was instructed to go to Varanasi and get all the degrees. Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta. So different kinds of degree he got. Then he went to Vrindavan. Because Mahaprabhu told Jiva Goswami, you have to go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Rupa and Sanatana. So by the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he earned Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he accepted Rupa Sanatana as a spiritual master. And Jiva Goswami started serving Rupa and Sanatana, especially Rupa Goswami. And he used to do a lot of menial services. And Rupa Goswami was very pleased with that. He did not tell, "Oh, I am very learned, give some higher service." We always tell, "I am educated, I am having this degree, that degree, so please give some higher service." Why? Cleaning service. That's why Prabhupada has introduced in ISKCON, those who join the temple, they have to clean. Without cleaning, you are not allowed in ashram. You have to clean. Cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the temple, cleaning the road in Mayapur, you have to clean. You can be the king or you can be a beggar. Everybody has to clean. That is the basic principle of spiritual life. So Jiva Goswami has already established that principle. Although he is a learned scholar, so he did that service to Rupa Goswami. Then we already had that Rupa Narayan came in the challenging mood, but Rupa Sanatana kindly accepted the defeat. And when Rupa Narayan went back, was going to leave Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami met him and defeated him. But Rupa Goswami told Jiva Goswami that you have come to Vrindavan, but even after coming to Vrindavan, you have a desire to establish your prestige by defeating that scholar. So you are very unfit, completely unfit to stay in Vrindavan. Please get out of this place. Very heavy. Jiva Goswami never started defending himself. No, I did for this purpose, I did for that purpose. He said, Guru Maharaj told me once, even if the spiritual master tells something wrong, you should not defend. Even if you know this is a wrong thing, but in front of the spiritual master, you should not try to defend that. That is the etiquette of a disciple. So Jiva Goswami has established that. Although Jiva Goswami did the right thing, because it is the duty of the disciple to protect the prestige of the spiritual master. Spiritual master may not need the prestige, but it is the duty of the disciple to protect the prestige of the spiritual master. So Jiva Goswami did the correct thing. But in order to establish higher principle, Rupa Goswami rejected him. But Jiva Goswami did not protest. Immediately accepted. And he went to Nandagama. And he started being austerity to rectify, to atone the mistake he has done. But Sanatana Goswami heard that. And Sanatana Goswami told, what's the principle of our spiritual life? Then Rupa Goswami said, Jive Daya. Name Ruchi Jive Daya. He said, you are propagating that principle. He told Sanatana Goswami to Rupa Goswami. You are telling Jive Daya is the goal of our life, but you have rejected Jiva Goswami. What kind of Daya you are exhibiting? Then Rupa Goswami understood. Then he brought back Jiva Goswami. So this is the highest principle of humility, which was exhibited by Jiva Goswami. Then we'll talk about Narottam Das Thakur. You have heard Narottam Das Thakur? Narottam Das Thakur is the, he said, is the expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, they have appeared again as Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Samananda Pandit. So brilliant personality. Narottam Das Thakur was a prince. He is coming from a very aristocratic family. And Mahaprabhu predicted before he appeared. He said, Narottam will come. And Mahaprabhu gave that love of Krishna in Padma River. And then Padma Devi said, then how I can recognize that this is when Narottam will come? Then Mahaprabhu said, just like you are feeling my presence, as soon as I enter into the water, you are overflowing. In the same way, when you have the same feeling, when Narottam Das Thakur will come. When Narottam Das Thakur will take bath in your water, you will have the same feeling and you will overflow. That time you will understand this is Narottam Das Thakur. That is the level of Narottam Das Thakur. She already has love of God. But he was hankering for spiritual master. So he came to Vrindavan. Somehow or other he selected Lokanath Goswami to be a spiritual master. But Lokanath Goswami, he was not so interested in initiating. He doesn't want to initiate. But Narottam Das Thakur was desperate. If I have to take initiation, I have to take initiation from you only. But Lokanath Goswami was not agreeing. So every night, Narottam Das Thakur was not feeling, I am not so qualified, that's why I am rejected. He was repenting within. But he was thinking, whether he is accepting me or not, I should render some medium service to Lokanath Goswami. So what Lokanath Goswami used to do, he used to get up in the morning, early in the morning, and used to respond to the nature's call. And he used to do every day. But every day when he goes, he sees that place is spotless clean. He has started thinking, who is doing this? It's very difficult for him to understand. Nobody stays here. Who is doing? So after a few days, he thought that I should check who is doing this. Then one day he got up a little early. And he went to the place where he used to respond to the nature's call. And he was hiding in the bush and seeing. And he saw that Narottam Das is cleaning where he was passing two leaves in. He is cleaning that place with his own hand. And by seeing that, his heart got melted. Then he told Narottam, you are from a royal family. You are a prince. Why you are doing all this? He said, although I am from a royal family, I am a prince. But if I don't get shelter at your lotus feet, then what is the meaning of my life? My life has no meaning if I don't get shelter of your lotus feet. So what else I can do? I'm just trying to render some service at your lotus feet. Then Lokanath Goswami accepted him as his disciple. And I think Lokanath Goswami only had one disciple, that is Narottam Das Thakur. So that is the mood of Narottam Das Thakur. Although he got love of Godhead from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is from a royal background, still in front of the spiritual master, this does not apply. We are always the menial servant of the spiritual master. Not this life of Kali, eternally. So that mood has to be cultivated. We should not think, oh, after I get perfected, I don't need any guru. In Karma Yoga system, Jnana Yoga system, you need guru to get perfection. After perfection, goodbye. No need. But devotional life is called Bhakti Lata. Bhakti Lata means Kripa. Kripa, whether it is 1 year old or 100 years old, it is always Kripa. And Kripa always gets center. You have Bhakti Briksha, Briksha doesn't get center. When sometime he needs shelter, but when it is grown up, then tree doesn't need shelter. But devotional Kripa is always Kripa. It goes from here till gets perfected, is always devotional Kripa. And Kripa always needs the support. So who gives us the support? The spiritual master gives us support. So that mood of dependence is very much important. And that is the mood as a disciple you should cultivate, that I have this kind of guru eternally. I need guru eternally. It's not that I go to the spiritual world, only the guru. That guru parampara continues. Everywhere in Vrindavan, everybody is working under someone. Everybody has guru. That is the beauty of spiritual life. But in normal system, generally, that is not applicable. So that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, that we are always menial servant of our spiritual master. And that attracts the attention of Krishna. That attracts the attention of the previous acharyas, and which has been exhibited by different associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami, brilliant, super brilliant, more qualified than Rupa Sanatan from mystical point of view. But in front of the spiritual master, menial servant. Narottam Das Thakur, brilliant personality, but in front of the spiritual master, menial servant. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, super brilliant personality, but his spiritual master is Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He approached Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, please give me initiation, same like Narottam Das Thakur. So, Jagannath Babaji, Gaur Krishnadas Babaji was said, how can I give? I am not qualified, you are more qualified. Search for another guru. Then he said again, please give me shelter. So when he was disturbing him so much, then he said, okay, I'll ask Krishna, then get back to you. Then after some days, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur came. What happened? He said, I forgot to ask. Then after some days, again he came. He said, Krishna said not to give. Then he said, if you don't give, then what is the use of my life? Better I go and give up my life drowning in the Ganges. And he was not just pretending to catch attention. He was really meant that. So then, when Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj saw the sincerity of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he accepted him as a disciple. So, that brilliance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not apply in front of the spiritual master. He acted as a menial servant of his guru. That is called humility. Next definition of humility. How long will continue? With the front row? Up to 7:15? Another half an hour, I think we'll cover the other aspect. Humility is considering oneself most fallen and insignificant. Although I was giving the example, my Guru Maharaj told Srila Prabhupada, I am most fallen. Then he said, you are not most of anything. So, but we should have a feeling within that I am very insignificant, I am very fallen, not most fallen, I am very fallen. Very fallen and insignificant. So we analyze different pastimes, how this quality was exhibited. Haridas Thakur. So we'll talk about Haridas Thakur today. So Haridas Thakur, his life is very unique life. So he is Brahma. He is not Brahma. He has incarnated as Haridas Thakur. So Brahma, our Brahma now 50 years of age. He has crossed Golden Jubilee, okay? So his 50th one day is going on. Our Brahma. Good, very good devotee of the Lord. So Brahma, when Krishna appeared in Taparjuga, so he was confused. Because Krishna is eating the remnants from his covered voice, from Vedic point of view, is totally unacceptable. Right or wrong? Very much wrong. So how God can accept the food tested by the covered voice? What they are doing, they used to do, covered voice, is to taste first. If tasty, they give it to Krishna. Don't do that in your offering. But that's the way covered voice is to offer. And by seeing, Brahma is telling, what kind of offering going on? Totally non-Vedic. Because Brahma gave Vedas. It's not magic. So he was confused. Whether he is God or not God. And Krishna was taking prasadam food together with the covered boys. And he went. And you all know, he took the covered boys also, the caps. And he kept in the cave. Then he came back. He saw Krishna is still same, surrounded by the covered boys, and all the cups are there. He thought, what's going on? He again went to check. They are there in the cave. He came back. They are there. So he went for a few times. Because Brahma Loka is so far, by doing such thing, 1 year passed. Then, by the Yoga Maya potency, Krishna has exhibited that all the covered boys and all the calves having four and a four. Then he understood, I have done a great mistake. So what to do? So then Brahma approached Brihaspati, I am doing again and again, what I can do? So Brahma was lamenting, I am doing again and again. Then he thought, 50 years have passed. Every day of my life, Krishna appears. And every time I do this mistake. So, he was thinking what to do. Then, he thought that now, Krishna again will come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I will do the mistake again. So, now I will go and do some austerity. So, he went to Navadvip Dham and started doing the austerity. Chanting the name of Gauranga. Gauranga bhajan he did. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He said, what do you want? Brahma revealed his heart. That's why this island is called Antardip. Because Brahma revealed his antar, heart to Krishna. And he said that I am making this mistake again and again. I know you will appear in Kali Yuga. I don't want to commit that mistake. Please bless me. He said, okay, I'll bless you. Because you are having a very high position, that's why you commit mistake. Sometimes high position creates illusion in our life. So Brahma is having the highest position. Although Krishna sometimes tries to give him lesson that you are not so important. So Brahma was very proud once. So in order to crush his pride, what he did, once Brahma came to see Krishna in Dwarka. And the doorkeeper said, what do you want? Brahma said, I am Brahma. You don't know, I want to see Krishna. He said, no, let me check with Krishna. He went inside and he said, Brahma has come to see you. And Krishna said, who is Brahma? And he went back and said, who is Brahma are you? So, who is Brahma? I am the only one Brahma. So no, he is asking. Then he said, ask what, how many heads he has? And he said, four-headed Brahma. He said, okay, call him. So Brahma entered into the assembly and by the Jagamaya potency of Krishna, he saw many Brahma sitting. The assembly of Brahmas. He never knew there are different kind of Brahma. He said, only I have four hands, four heads. There are Brahma 8 heads, 16 heads. Purana is explained, some Brahma have 10,000 heads. I don't know how he manages that, but he has 10,000 heads. It's very difficult for us one head. So, then Brahma got humiliated by Krishna to make him realize that you are not so significant. Still, illusory energy is very strong. Although Krishna sends the signal, still we think, I am something. So Brahma is revealing that to Krishna. And again, I am doing this mistake. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, I bless you. That you take birth in a Muslim family. Then you will not be so proud. Then what you will do? You chant the holy name 300,000 times a day. Means 192 rounds only. Bharatas Thakur used to chant 192 rounds. If you hear that, you faint, right? Someone was telling that how Bharatas Thakur used to preach. He used to preach and also chant. So for us, chanting 60 rounds is difficult. So 64. Then 108, then 192. So he said, you will chant 192 rounds. He didn't say 300,000 names in a day. And you will be known as Haridas, Brahma Haridas. You will be Haridas Thakur, Namacharya. So by the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahma took birth as Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. Low born from social point of view. So Advaita Acharya was doing some Shraddha ceremony and Advaita Acharya wanted to give that Shraddha Patra. Generally Shraddha Patra is given, the pot is given to the topmost Brahmin. So all the Brahmanas were assembled there. Haridas Thakur also was there. Haridas Thakur was to talk about Brahmana. He was not a He is outcast from social point of view. But Advaita Acharya took that Shraddha Patra and gave it to Haridas Thakur to establish that Haridas Thakur is the topmost Brahman. But he never propagated, Advaita Acharya has recognized me as the topmost Brahman. He never propagated that. He took a very humble stand. He said, I don't deserve it. I don't know why Advaita Acharya is giving this to me. He has taken a very humble way. Very humble. What to talk about? Taking Shraddha Patra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, because Haridas Thakur was low born, when all the devotees used to come from Navadvip used to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not come in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu used to check, where is Haridas? Where is Haridas? And they said, he is out of Gambira, he is not entering inside. Because he is considering that if I enter, the whole place will be contaminated. So that's why he is offering obeisances, dandavat, falling on the ground. Then Mahaprabhu went outside of Gambira and embraced Haridas. That is the level of humility. What does Thakur have? Generally those who are topmost devotees, they like to take prasadam with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, Sarudamadar, they used to all take prasadam together with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Haridas Thakur never ever. Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. What to talk about taking prasadam together? They are going to take until and unless everybody finishes their prasadam. After everybody finishes their prasadam, Govinda used to take in remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and used to give it to Haridas Thakur and Rupa Sanatana. And they used to honor that. That was the level of humility of Haridas Thakur. Then, the example I gave before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is honoring all the devotees in Mahaprakash Leela, in Shiva Sangha. And he was giving everything, whatever they wanted. He said, now I have to give. So you call Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, Haridas, you ask, what do you want from me? Haridas very humble, so no, I don't want anything. So no, no, you have to ask something. I want to give you something. Then Haridas Thakur, when he was pushed so much by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, if you really want to give me, please bless me. If I have to take birth again in this world, I can take birth as a dog or as an insect in the house of a devotee. So that I can get the association of the Vaishnavas and get their Mahaprasada. That was the mood of Haridas Thakur. So much level of humility he exhibited. Haridas Thakur did not enter into Gambhira. Gambhira, you know, right? The house of Kasimishra, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stay. That's a very historical place. But Haridas Thakur didn't want to go there. That's why Mahaprabhu arranged a place behind Gambhira. It's called Siddha Bakul. Then Mahaprabhu organized his place, Bhajan Kuti, there. And there, Haridas Thakur used to stay, and sometimes Rupa Sanatana used to come, also they used to stay with Haridas Thakur. So one day, Mahaprabhu came to see Haridas Thakur. And he got the news that Haridas Thakur is sick. Govinda gave that news, and Mahaprabhu came to see him. He said, Haridas, how are you? He said, my body is okay, but my mind is not okay. He said, why? He said, I am not able to finish my rounds. I am not able to finish my rounds every day. So what is the use of this body? He is telling that, I am so fallen. Actually, Haridas Thakur was extremely sick. But he is telling me, my body is okay. My mind is not okay. Generally, when we have fever, we say too much to chant, right? He said, body is not permitting. But he is not telling that. He is telling my body is okay, but my mind is not allowing me to chant the holy name of the Lord. Then Mahaprabhu told him, you have already got perfected, you are Siddha Purush. You don't need to chant. You already got perfected. Then Haridas Thakur said, Mahaprabhu, I am realizing that you are going to leave this world very soon. But I don't want to see that. Before you leave, I want to leave this world. Then Mahaprabhu said that you are my close associate. Without you, how can I leave? Then Haridas Thakur said that there are so many insects are dying every day. If one insect dies, what is the loss in the universe? So I am an insect. If I leave this world, nothing matters. So please allow me to leave this world. So Mahaprabhu said, your desire will be fulfilled by Krishna. Then he said, but I have one desire. When I want to leave this world, with my eyes I want to see a beautiful form, beautiful face of yours, and I want to keep the lotus feet of yours on my chest, and with my mouth I want to chant your holy name. In that condition I want to leave my body. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your desire will be. Then next day, Mahaprabhu came and fulfilled the desire of Haridas Thakur. And when he was about to leave his body, Haridas Thakur took the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and put on his chest. And with his mouth, he was chanting the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And seeing the wonderful face of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur left his planet. So that is the level of humility and how Mahaprabhu reciprocated with Haridas Thakur. Brahma, he did first Abhishek on Jagannath, in Jagannath temple, right or wrong? Indradumna Maharaj invited Brahma to come to have the Mahabhishek of Lord Jagannath. Same Brahma, when he came as Haridas Thakur, for to talk about doing Abhishek, for to talk about entering into the temple, they do not used to go near the temple. Why? Because they used to think, if we go near the temple, there are so many pujaris are going, coming in and coming out. If by chance I touch them, then I will be ruined, because that food will be offered to Lord Jagannath. So they are taking such a humble position, although they are the pure devotee of the Lord. So Haridas Thakur, Guru Maharaj was telling, Brahma, he came as Haridas Thakur, not entering into the temple. So what a vast difference, Brahma and Haridas Thakur. That is the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. Unparalleled. The topmost living entity in this planet, he comes as Haridas Thakur and shows the highest level of humility. And that is the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has established what is the meaning of humility. Those who are thinking, I am humble, by hearing this first time, will be forced to think, I am not humble. By seeing the humility, by hearing this kind of humility, our heart breaks. So, how much attention they are drawing by this kind of character. So we all should strive for that kind of perfection in life. So if Brahma in such a high position can do that by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by following in their footsteps, we can achieve something. And that should be the goal of our life. Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the mood exhibited by Haridas Thakur. Then Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami also, I told you, he was a learned Brahmana. He is from a Brahmin family. But because they serve under a Muslim king, they also think that I am also very low, untouchable. So once Mahaprabhu invited him for lunch. So, in a, I think, Jagannath Balam garden or some other garden, he invited him for lunch. Then two ways you can go to that place. Either you can go in front, through the road in front of Singhadar of Lord Jagannath temple, or you can take a route at the seashore and go to that place. So Sanatana Goswami took that route. Lunch time, Jagannath Puri, very hot, and that sand is burning, and we, Sanatana Goswami is renounced, not having any nice soup, barefoot. So Sanatana Goswami took that route, and his feet were burning, lot of blisters. Then he came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very late. Then Mahaprabhu said, why you are so late? He said that I came, how you came? He said, I came through that route. He said, why you took that long route? You should have come in front of Jagannath temple area. He said, how can I go? If I go at the front of Jagannath temple, I see a lot of pujaris coming in and out. If by chance some pujari touch me, if I touch some pujaris, and that food will be offered to Lord Jagannath, then what kind of sin I will incur? I don't want to be part of that. That's why I took that route to avoid that. By seeing this mood of Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart melted. This is extreme example of humility, natural state of humility they exhibited, to set the example for the future generations to follow. And that is the quality Mahaprabhu wanted to exhibit. That is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by that, Mahaprabhu is teaching us that if you want to be associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you have to have the quality. Without quality, we cannot be part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. So these are the examples by which we can meditate in our spiritual life, so that we can develop some sort of humility. And that humility will attract the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then our life will become successful. So there are some other aspects of humility also, not finished here, but I'll go to tolerance next day. So there are other aspects of humility also, because too much humility may be difficult. So for this time, this is okay, right? So next time maybe other aspects of humility will be discussed. From next day onwards, we'll be talking about tolerance. I'll give a little small introduction of tolerance, then we can take it up tomorrow. So after humility and tolerance is connected with each other. So Srila Prabhupada has given a definition of tolerance. You know the definition? One's greatness. He's telling the definition of a great person. Who is great? We say, no, he is very great because he has a lot of money. He is very great. He is great because he is very beautiful. He is great because he is very powerful. We say different things to define a great person. But according to Srila Prabhupada, according to divine scriptures, according to previous acharyas, the greatness of a person should be defined in a different way. Who is a great person? Prabhupada says in Krishna book, he says, one's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. Please remember this, very important, it's like a sutra of our spiritual life. One's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. I want that you should all repeat after me. Once Radhanath Maharaj was giving this lecture, and he was telling me to repeat it. So I'll follow in his footsteps to, you should repeat after me. And try to remember as a sutra. So you are ready?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And you should tell me next day, without seeing your copy, without seeing, you should remember this. And slowly you should realize that also.
One's greatness
has to be estimated
by one's ability.
To tolerate.
Provoking situations.
So very important quality we should develop. I give a seminar on other tolerance here. Never give. So it will be a nice thing tomorrow. So I have some modern presentations of tolerance, and I will also give a very traditional presentation of tolerance. Okay, both. So it will be interesting. So there are different things we have to tolerate in our life, and I divide into four. First is, meaning of tolerance is for Sahishnuta. Sahishnuta. So there are four categories of tolerance. First is tolerating the urges of the body and mind. Second, tolerating the urges of the body and mind. Second is tolerating the dualities of this material world. Third is tolerating the difference of opinion of others. Fourth, tolerating the prosperity of others. Four kinds of tolerance. Okay? tolerating the urges of the body and mind, tolerating the dualities of this world, tolerating what? Tolerating the difference of opinion of others, and tolerating the prosperity of others. If we can tolerate all these four aspects of life, then you have a very smooth life going back home, back to God. But it is very, very difficult to tolerate all these urges, all these dualities, all this difference of opinion, and all the prosperity, especially the juniors. Prosperity is very difficult to tolerate. And one other definition of a great person, then we'll finish. The greatness of a person is my definition. So greatness of a person will be judged by one quality. When someone is jubilant to see the progress of a devotee who is junior to me and go out of our way to help him so that he can progress further, that is the symptom of a great person. This is my definition. So, when someone who is so-called junior to me, there is a different levels of seniority and juniority. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, who is senior, who is junior? People say, who is junior? Who is senior? I am senior. So, different categories we can define seniority and juniority. First, those who are elder than me by age, he is senior to me. Number two, those who have taken up Krishna consciousness before me, he is senior to me. Who is having more responsible position than me, he is senior to me. Who is in higher varna and ashram than me, he is also senior to me. And who is more advanced than me in spiritual life, he is senior to me. So if you analyze, you will fall in one of the category and will be junior to somebody, everybody. Right or wrong? But our conditioned mind does not see that thing. Our conditioned mind sees the opposite thing. How I can establish I am senior? Maybe I came a little late, but I am very old, I am senior. Maybe I have joined the movement later, but I have some higher position, I am senior. Maybe I am junior in every aspect, but I am more advanced than him in spiritual life. So in that way, mind always tells us to think that I am senior to others. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given these ideas to make us understand our mind, that somehow or other we have to tell our mind, my dear mind, you should know that you are junior to everybody by analyzing these different degrees of seniority. That's why this thing has been given. But conditioned mind always takes opposite. So, how do I know I am Krishna conscious or not? When I see the prosperity of my juniors and my heart becomes jubilant in joy and I go out of my way to help him so that he can progress further. That is the ultimatum of tolerance. Perfection of spiritual life. And that has been exhibited by great souls. So tomorrow we will have a dramatic discussion on four kinds of tolerance. And after that we will enter into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. How he has established different levels of tolerance by his different associates. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai,
Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Samabhat Gaurav Bhaktavinda ki
jai,
Nitai Gaurav Premanande. If you have any question, you can ask. Today is holiday. Tomorrow again, question please. Mic is there?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, when I joined ISKCON, I was told you just chant the Hare Krishna mantra and your misery will go.
Huh?
Your misery will go and you will develop and you will get the love of the Krishna. And since 2 days I am hearing the standard of humility, so I am thinking there is no hope for me.
No, I am
trying to
give some hope.
It is so high. So is there any hope to get the love of Krishna?
Yes. Because Mahaprabhu is exhibiting these pastimes not to make us hopeless. He is exhibiting these pastimes to make us understand our position and to make us humble. So by this, what we are thinking ourselves? We don't have any qualifications. So what does that mean? Humility. And that is the hope. If you think, oh, by hearing this, I think I can do it, then you are not humble. Then there is no hope for us. But if I see, hearing all these pastimes, if I realize no hope for me, then that is the greatest hope. Okay? That's why Mahaprabhu did all these pastimes. Hope is there. Right, I am wrong or right? Correct. Mahaprabhu is always right. Any other question? So you understood, no? Whatever I spoke? So Brajapran Prabhu, we'll finish now or you have some announcements? I think there is no question.